From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. This week, we'll be sampling music by composers who are equally at home scoring for video games, film, and television. Just like the soundtracks written for the movies, game music deepens our sense of immersion in the full experience. It underscores and intensifies our emotional involvement in the story. And in the case of video games, in which you as the player can often directly shape how a story unfolds, that sense of emotional connection can be really powerful. Our first multi-talented composer is also a conductor, producer, and arranger who trained at the Paris Conservatory and the Berklee College of Music and began his career working with industry giants like John Williams and Jerry Goldsmith. John Paisano has written music for films like the Maze Runner trilogy and for web series like Marvel's Defenders and Daredevil. His score for Marvel's Spider-Man, a 2018 title by developer Insomniac Games, received a Best Score nomination at the BAFTA Game Awards. This is music by John Paisano from Spider-Man. We heard music from the original video game soundtrack to Marvel's Spider-Man, composed by John Paisano. That track was called The Golden Age. You're listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm your host, Keith Brown, this week sharing music by composers who are as much at home in video games as they are in film and television. Next up, we'll hear from Pinar Toprak, another composer connected to the Marvel Universe. After formal music studies in Istanbul, Chicago, and Boston, the Turkish-American composer went on to make a name for herself through her music for films, TV, and video games, including the online sensation Fortnite. And in 2019, she became the first woman to score a film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with the mega hit Captain Marvel. Now let's hear a video game selection from the 2006 fantasy title 99 Nights by Pinar Toprak.
Thank you.
music by composer Pinar Toprak, from the original soundtrack to the fast-paced 2006 video game title 99 Nights. On Gameplay this week, we're sampling video game music written by composers also known for their work for the big screen. Our next composer has worked in film and television since 1999. Pekka Kunneva is no stranger to studio blockbusters, having worked on films like Pirates of the Caribbean, At World's End, The Matrix Revolutions, and Ender's Game. She's a strong advocate for the advancement of women in composition, and she also mentors up-and-coming composers. She co-wrote the score for the game Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands with Steve Jablonski. Here's a track from that game called Enemies of the Djinn. Music from the game Prince of Persia: The Forgotten Sands. That track was called Enemies of the Djinn, written by Bulgarian-American composer Pekka Kunneva. From Interlaken Public Radio, you're listening to Gameplay. I'm your host, Keith Brown. Our next film composer, Gustavo Santaolalla, won back-to-back Academy Awards in 2005 and 2006 for his music for the films Brokeback Mountain and Babel. For the 2013 game, The Last of Us, he employed a minimal style, focusing on emotion and atmosphere to build a deeply moving connection between the player and main characters, the teenaged Ellie and smuggler Joel, as they struggle to survive in a post-apocalypse United States. From The Last of Us, here's music by Gustavo Santaolalla. A mandolin-like instrument called the Rinroko featured there in the title track from the original game soundtrack to The Last of Us. Before that, a piece called Home. It's all music by Gustavo Santaolalla. This is Gameplay from Interlaken Public Radio. Japanese composer and musician Yoko Kanno is a household name to fans of anime films and series. Some of the most beloved anime series of all time owe no small part of their success to her rich, endlessly inventive music, flavored with everything from classical music to electronica to jazz, like this theme from Space Cowboy series Cowboy Bebop. A mostly self-taught composer, she's also written video game music for over three decades. Now, music by Yoko Kanno that showcases the incredible variety of colors and styles she employs, from a rarely heard soundtrack to a whimsical video game from the year 2000 called Nappletale: Arcia in Daydream. Thank you. rarely heard video game music composed by a legend of anime. The amazingly versatile Yoko Kanno wrote those pieces in the year 2000 for the soundtrack to a game called Napple Tale, Arcia in Daydream. I'm Keith Brown, so glad to have you with me as we explore game music by composers also at home in film and TV this week on Gameplay. Next up, recognize this? That's the title track from the 1980s TV series Magnum P.I., and composer Gary Shyman started his career contributing music to episodes of this show, as well as The A-Team and many others. And you might be surprised to know that same composer also scored this 14th century vision of hell. This is Dante's Inferno, a 2010 game release scored by Gary Shyman, which took inspiration from Dante's epic. Along with co-composer Paul Gorman, Shyman's complex, layered, and biting orchestration vividly realizes the landscape of hell. Music now from the original soundtrack to Dante's Inferno. We heard music from Gary Scheinman's soundtrack to the 2010 game Dante's Inferno. From Interlochen Public Radio, you're listening to Gameplay. This week is all about game music by masters of the big and small screens. Our next game composer is Interlochen alumna and multi-Emmy-winning composer Laura Karpman. Her impressive educational pedigree includes training with musical legends like Nadia Boulanger in France and Milton Babbitt at the Juilliard School in New York City. She's spent her professional career composing for numerous games, films, and TV series, like this music for Steven Spielberg's miniseries Taken. For the multiplayer online fantasy game EverQuest II, Karpman was given a lot of creative freedom. Each piece feels more like a movement of a big symphony than a film cue, which often must be timed in sync with specific action on screen. Here's music by Laura Karpman from EverQuest II.
Thank you.
we heard pieces from Laura Karpman's original video game soundtrack to EverQuest II. I'm Keith Brown, and you're listening to Gameplay. The final composer we'll hear from this week is Bear McCreary, whose music you'll know if you're a fan of TV series like Battlestar Galactica or The Walking Dead. Before writing his score for the hugely successful 2018 game God of War, he immersed himself in the game's story, which draws heavily on Old Norse mythology. The resultant soundtrack includes massive forces, including Nordic folk instruments, adult and children's choruses, a more than 70-piece orchestra, and a Faroese vocal soloist. Now, two tracks by Bear McCreary from God of War.
Thank you.
From the original soundtrack to the 2018 game God of War, The Dragon, and just before that, Witch of the Woods. That's music by Bear McCreary on Gameplay. Video game soundtracks have long deserved celebration alongside those written for the big and small screens. And it's no wonder. The creativity and craft on display in game worlds was always bound to attract the talented storytelling composers of TV and film. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.